Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
So let's talk about this God. The Bible reveals to us that God is real, God is alive, God is personal, God is one who loves you and loves me totally and completely, regardless of past or present. And He is pursuing you and pursuing me because He wants to enter into a relationship with you and a relationship with me that He has arranged through the giving of His Son, Jesus Christ. So, filling that anything, we have to begin to fill it with God.
The truth is, you can trust the Bible against any criticism. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, Creation, and shows you why you can believe the facts of Genesis, especially in a world that doubts them. Stay with us and hear more from Dr. Young on The Winning Walk. Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, there's a powerful resource being offered this month that you'll want to hear about. One of the most important ways you can enrich your relationship with the Lord is through prayer. And Dr. Young wants to help you strengthen your prayer life and experience that deeper connection with God by sending you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. You'll be inspired to embrace the power of prayer more intentionally every day. We'll send you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Creation.
The April edition of GQ magazine, many of you may not subscribe to it. Keith is faithful and reads it every month, obviously. The April edition, the editor listed 21 books, you do not need to read. On that list was the Bible. The editor said, the Bible is myth, legend, hard to understand, has no relevance for modern life, therefore it's a book that you do not need to read. I would guess that everybody here owns a Bible. I would guess that everybody here reads the Bible sometimes, some read it regularly. Some read it and stop reading it, and some read it without understanding, and some read it as a ritual without application. But basically, Gallup took a poll and said those who go to church are just as biblically illiterate as those who do not go to church. For example, it was asked in an extensive survey, that God helps those who help themselves. Is that in the Bible? And almost everybody said, yes, of course. It is not. Another question was, who was Joan of Arc? And the answer was, it was Jonah's wife. It's amazing how a lot of us can go to church, some Bible study classes for a long time, periodically all of our life, but still be basically, biblically illiterate. Matthew chapter 22, a lawyer asked Jesus, what is the most important commandment? In other words, what is that thing that is the number one thing you must do? Jesus says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart. That's a passionate love of God. With all your soul and love Him with all your mind. Now, a lot of us have loved him passionately, different times, different degrees, with all of our heart. A lot of us have loved him with our life, with our lifestyle, with our soul. But you know, it's amazing how few of us have ever loved the Lord our God with all of our mind. And because we have not done this, and in a broad spectrum of life, a lot of us have put our mind, our brain at rest. We say, I'm slowing down mentally. I can't perform like I used to. It's because we haven't used our mind. We haven't exercised our brain. And so many of us who call the name of Jesus haven't loved him with all of our mind. We're in the middle of something, really the beginning of something, of 52 weeks. We're going to give ourselves to the study of the Bible chronologically, historically. We've been selling those chronological Bibles, $10 a throw, and now many are committed to read a section every day together. We'll all read the same section. And we're committed, hopefully, to be in Bible study classes where we'll be studying those sections. We're going to do this in 14 different epochs. And when we get through, and the preaching will be some biblical exegesis, but also biblical exegesis in the lives of the great personalities are in that area that we're reading together and we're studying together. If you miss, you can pick it up online, www.second.org. You can come on Wednesday night at 9:30. And so when we get through in 52 weeks, guess what? We're going to understand what it means to love God with all of our minds, and I can guarantee you we will know the Bible, understand the Bible better than we ever have in our entire lives. Do not miss this wonderful moment of growing up with the Lord. We begin at the book of Genesis. To begin at the beginning is a good place to begin. Remember that song in Song of Music? We begin in Genesis. Genesis is a tremendous book. It means beginnings. In chapter 1 through chapter 11, that is primeval history. That's history in the early beginnings of creation, of the world. And then we move to Genesis chapter number 12 to chapter 50, and that's the patriarchal period. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Esau, Joseph, and that's the book of Genesis. Genesis is attacked more than any other book in the Bible, I believe, because it is foundational. All of our study as we begin to love God with all of our mind is based on the book of Genesis. It is majestic. It is mysterious. It reads like poetry, but it is literal history. And so we look at Genesis and we are drawn to it, and that's where we begin our study. Genesis. Now, let me ask you a philosophical question. A professor asked this in a classroom and said, it's the most profound question anybody could ever be asked. Why is there something rather than nothing? Pretty good question, isn't it? Ever thought about it? It's worth thinking about. Why is there something rather than nothing? It sounds like two questions built into one. Why is there something? And why is there not nothing?
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there is more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's teaching, some people think prayer is like a child's letter to Santa, a wish list full of things you might or might not get. But the truth is, prayer is something much more powerful. Prayer is like oxygen for your soul that lets you experience life with God. And Dr. Ed Young wants to help you keep your prayer life vibrant with the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. We'd like to send you this exciting resource as our way to thank you for your support today. To help the Winning Walk continue encouraging you and people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to give and request your own copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's a sneak preview of the teaching coming up after the break.
So filling that anything, we have to begin to fill it with God. And He is pursuing you and pursuing me because He wants to enter into a relationship with you and a relationship with me that He has arranged through the giving of His Son, Jesus Christ.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now, once again, here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, creation.
But really, it's only one question. Because when you ask the question, why is there nothing? When you answer nothing is, nothing becomes something. Not going too fast, am I? So therefore, it's not really two questions. It is simply one question. Why is there something? Okay? The answer is found chapter 1, chapter 2 of Genesis, because we are introduced to some somethings that filled most of that anything, that which is there, that something. Because in Genesis, we are introduced, first of all, to God. In the beginning, God. God. In Hebrew, there is not four words, there is two words. Elishif, Bishif, and Elohim. And it means the first word, in the beginning, Bereshith. Elohim is the word for God, and Elohim is a plural word for God. It always begins with the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So in the beginning, you have the Trinity. In the beginning, God, a Trinity, three in one. So filling that anything, we have to begin to fill it with God. What if you thought God was not there? Coming back from Israel this past week, a 10-hour flight, I was in the galley and met a man, an Englishman named Peter, and I began to ask him political questions about life. And, you know, 10-hour flight, you can learn a lot of things about somebody. And before long, as he began to tell his view of life and what he believed about this in the Middle East and et cetera, I realized every single thing he believed, I believe the exact opposite. I mean, every single thing. I believe this. I didn't tell him that. I just asked him questions and nodded and asked another question. It went on for a period of time until finally he got to the point. He said, I guess you realize I'm a humanist and I'm an atheist. That explained it. I hear people all the time. It just drives me crazy. You know, America is divided. We're going to have to come together. Ladies and gentlemen, when people see the world through these eyes, the eyes of secular humanism, godlessness, They see the world entirely different, and on every question, they will answer it in a different way than those of us who see the world with biblical eyes. So there's not going to be some great healing and coming together here when you've got two entirely different views of the world, different views of God. My atheist, who believed that there was nothing, I said, well, when you die, what happens? He said, well, the energy of my body just goes back in the energy of the universe. I said, how do you know that? He said, that's just what I believe. I said, okay. And then after I listened to him a long, long time, I asked him, I said, is there evil in the world? He said, yes. I said, is there good in the world? He said, yes. I said, is there moral law in the world? Yes. I said, okay, good, evil, moral law. Then I kind of flipped a little bit and I said, do you believe you can have an effect without a cause? If something happens, is there always a cause? He said, oh, yes, I believe you can't have an effect without a cause. I said, all right. We have moral law. That is an effect. What is the cause of the moral law? Whoa, he said. Different world, shifted gears. He said, well, I guess it's culture. I said, you know, call it what you want to. I'm just going to call it, you know, just for fun, God. God. Now let's cut to the chase. In the beginning, God, Elohim, Trinity. Bereshith, in the beginning, God, Trinity, Elohim. And by the way, the word Elohim is mentioned 25 times in the first chapter of Genesis. So let's talk about this God. The Bible reveals to us that God is real, God is alive, God is personal, God is one who loves you and loves me totally and completely, regardless of past or present, and he is pursuing you and pursuing me because he wants to enter into a relationship with you and a relationship with me that he has arranged through the giving of his son, Jesus Christ. And he is a pursuing God, a loving God. And you say, well, you know, I kind of know that. Let me tell you, that is absolutely factually, historically true. We know that Jesus was born, died, buried, God raised him from the dead. That happens to be historical fact. Let me give you another fact. In 55 BC, Britain was dominated by the Romans under Julius Caesar. That is a historical fact. And that's just a fact that can be proven. But there is more evidence that Jesus was born, died, was raised from the dead than there's evidence that the Romans dominated Britain in 55 BC. So you can take that historical fact about Britain and domination of Romans and you can put it into a file, but you cannot take the fact that God came in human flesh in Jesus Christ and died for you and God raised him from the dead. That is a historical fact, but you can't file it away.
Today's message is entitled Creation, and Dr. Ed Young will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about a special resource available to you, the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Whether you're new to prayer or you've been coming to the Lord daily for decades, this journal will help you experience God in richer ways. With devotional selections developed from some of Dr. Young's messages, along with space for you to record your own thoughts and prayers, the Winning Walk Prayer Journal invites you to have a more meaningful, powerful prayer life. We'll send you this encouraging resource as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word coming to you and others all over the world through the Winning Walk. So call now to give and request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. text WINNING to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break.
He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Micah 6:8. The Fido Dog Food Company had a meeting of all its executives. The president asked, "What is the greatest dog food company in the world?" Everyone shouted, "Fido!" What dog food company has the most effective and well-trained sales staff? And they shouted again, "Fido!" Then he asked, "If all of this is true, why is it that out of 18 dog food companies in America, we rank 18th in sales?" Someone at the back replied, "The dogs don't like it." You see, they forgot the most important thing of all. When we stay immersed in worldly pursuits, we start to wonder what life is all about. Listen, spend quality time alone with God each day, and He will help you keep your focus on the things that really count.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young to continue his message, Creation.
Also, we're not only introduced to God, we're introduced to something else. We're introduced to the universe, to the cosmos. He created the heavens and the earth. Tremendous thing. And then we know the 6 days of creation. Look at it on your screen. And you see something. You see form and you see filling. Here's the form. Remember, the world was without form? Here's the form. Day one, there's light. Day four, there's a filling of that light. Look, sun, moon, stars. By the way, a parenthesis over here. There was light came before the moon and the stars. It's the light that came, the Shekinah of God. You see the same kind of light in Revelation 21 when there's no moon and no stars, because the light is the Shekinah light that comes from the Almighty. That's a footnote. That's a periphery. No charge. But you say light, one, and then you filling in sun, moon, and stars. Look at the next one. You see the sky and the water. See, in day five, you see the birds and the fish. You see day three, you see the land, you see fulfilling animals and man and plants. You see there is a form and then there is a filling. This is God talking to us in creation. Now, here is the question. How long did it take God to create the earth? The old earth, the new earth.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope the Holy Spirit is moving through today's message to help you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we want to help you even further by sending you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Prayer is as essential to your spiritual life as air is to your physical life. And this encouraging resource helps you cultivate the habit of intentional prayer so you can experience a deeper connection with the Lord. With devotional selections developed from some of Dr. Young's messages, along with space for you to record your own thoughts and prayers, you'll be inspired as you see how God responds to you when you seek Him in prayer. We're excited to send you a copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Thanks for listening to The Winning Walk today. Join us again tomorrow as Dr. Young closes out his message with more proven truth about why you can trust in the biblical account of creation.